William Arquette may not be a household name, but Victoria's first barrister with a Chinese background is being celebrated with a new scholarship designed to promote diversity in the law. The son of Chinese migrants was admitted as a barrister in 1904 during the early years of the White Australia policy, and he regularly fought against discrimination. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
For Paul Arquette, his grandfather's career carries an important message for young lawyers.
The biggest single thing is that they can do it, that there is the opportunity for them to take part in legal studies and legal practice.
To that end, the William Arquette Scholarship has been created by the Asian Australian Lawyers Alliance. The National Vice President, Barrister William Lai, first came up with the idea 11 years ago, but it's taken the four-year life of the Alliance to make it happen.
The idea was not difficult, but to get support was the difficult part.
The $5,000 scholarship is being sponsored by the law firm Maddox, where in 1903 William Arquette completed his articled clerkship or supervised training. The firm's chairman, Patrick Ibbotson, says it's a fitting tribute.
He actually became quite involved in a number of cases around the rights of Chinese people, in particular challenging laws that impacted upon the ability of Chinese people to work in factories and in shops and that sort of thing.
He appeared before the High Court and counted the future Prime Minister Sir Robert Menzies amongst his friends. But Barrister William Lai says William Arquette also encountered discrimination from both clients and colleagues.
This was about the time of the White Australia policy and the restrictive immigration legislation. And so he was a champion of those rights. He believed in equality and a fair go. And indeed, a lot of the cases that he was involved in reflected that.
The first of the annual scholarships has been awarded to Thomas Abraham, a 26-year-old solicitor with Victoria's State Revenue Office.
Awareness will create results or actions to be implemented, so I think that's why it's important.
Born in Singapore and of Indian descent, his entry examined affirmative action policies and whether a system of bringing diverse people together, known as the Medici effect, could be more successful in overcoming discrimination.
That's more flexible. It's not prescriptive. And hence, it's more fluid and adaptable to addressing other aspects of diversity, not just about Asians, but be it about people with different sexual orientations, economic backgrounds.
Another distant relative of William Arquette, Jenny Wood, says the themes of isolation and discrimination, which he dealt with in the early 1900s, still resonate today.
I think the celebration of William Arquette is really just an example of what we can do when we take the time to learn about each other and how different we are but able to give different things.
It's Jenny Wood, a distant relative of William Arquette, ending Naomi Woodley's report.